This week on Cartoon Dumpster Dive, we take a warp zone to cover Captain N, the Game Master. So, just up top,
yes.
One question.
Hit me with it, Andrew.
What other game, would you want to see, like a Captain S for Sony or a Captain M for Microsoft? Could we even do a show like this now with IPs and everything being so muddled together?
I mean, maybe not. So I actually seriously thought about this today, about could we kind of update it? Could we give it a new...
You could do a Captain N, like, now. But what I'm saying is, like, is there another gaming company that could basically make a giant commercial cartoon series, and like none of these things would overlap?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The only one I can really think of is if they did a Captain S, but for Sega, and it was just all sad.
Just sad, depressing.
Because they're not a console maker anymore.
Yeah.
And then Captain N comes by and like beats the shit out of him.
Just a very an old, mature Captain N, still wearing his Letterman's jacket.
Fuck, nerd!
You're nerd!
If you could guess, this week we are covering the cartoon Captain N, the Game Master.
Game Master!
And let's just go ahead and get this right going. Crazy. Let's just hit the ground running, even though we haven't hit the ground running because we're way past the intro. But let's review that theme song.
Let's hit it.
Welcome to Video Land.
Mega high! Wake up, Kid Icarus.
Welcome to Castle Danger.
It's Congo Land.
Siege.
Behold, the ultimate warp zone.
Now, did you notice, Joel, something about that dog?
You mean the obvious, like, paint for the eye?
They dyed his, the right side of his face.
Yeah.
I guess they animated the dog first, and they just couldn't find one the day of that one live-action recording. Where Kevin gets sucked into the TV.
Yeah, it's a... To me, it's a pretty rough intro, man.
Yeah, it's not that great. It really sets... But I'll give you this credit. It sets you up for, like... This show is bananas. And it's just like... This is going to be weird. How weird? Just check it out. You're like, oh my. But yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the theme song goes, I give it about a 3. It's not great.
Yeah, I was going to give it probably a 3 as well, because I feel like, to me, it's just I'm left wanting more out of the theme song. Like, I feel like they could have went... They could have made it almost like the old school music that you would have heard on Nintendo, like that 8-bit shit, and it would have probably been great, honestly.
Now, Joel, before you get into the history of the show, I just have to ask one question.
Yes.
That are you going to be able to tell me why no one looks how they're supposed to? Nobody, like, Simon Belmont doesn't look like Simon Belmont. Kid Icarus is probably the closest one. And Mega Man is, like, way off.
I could not find a definitive answer, but... Okay,
King Hippo's in this. He is blue and has tusk.
But I have a... something that I think will just kind of sum up maybe, like, the overall... let's say, passion that went into this project.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'll just kind of jump into it, Andrew.
It was passion that went into this.
It was passionless. Sorry, that's what I meant. Like, okay, so you can tell. I should have said the lack of passion that went into this.
Yeah, because. Yeah, well, I'll talk about this show when we get to Mega. I watched them. It's very rare that I have enough time nowadays to sit down and watch every single episode of a show, but this one I did, and oh boy.
So, Andrew, let's go back. Let's go back in time. Blah, blah, blah. Let's actually go back to the early 80s.
Ooh.
When this...
Cold War?
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember. I was only in the last part of the 80s.
The war on drugs.
Yeah. The war on drugs is going underway. Spoiler alert.
That's kind of random.
Drugs win that war pretty goddamn hard.
We're still fighting it today, Andrew. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I think
say no
drugs,
to drugs.
You can go to a store and buy a weed licorice. I'm pretty sure drugs is whooping our ass.
Not with the money it brings in. They will never say that. They'll be like, nope, we've conquered it.
We totally beat drugs.
We totally beat drugs. Now, let me prescribe you some medicine. So, let's go back to 1983, when this, I would say it's a little known company, or a very not known company by the name of Nintendo, releases their Nintendo Entertainment System.
It's very odd that there's technically no such thing as a Nintendo. Have you ever seen that little PSA?
No, like, I have not.
It's like this little document. It's like, there's no such thing as a Nintendo. There's a Nintendo Entertainment System. There's a Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And it lists them all. It's like, but none of these are Nintendo. Make sure to tell your mom.
Okay. And so, yeah, Andrew, everyone should know about the popularity of the NES.
You can't throw a goddamn digital rock into YouTube with some guy with a weird chin beard telling you the history of the Nintendo Entertainment System. We don't need to do that here.
No, but it changed the game. It brought
gaming back.
Yep. Yeah, because at this point it was mostly arcade systems.
Yeah, and then E.T. had killed it.
Yep.
So people were like, the video game fad is over.
Yeah, well, Nintendo, when they released the NES, man, that just, it changed everything. To the point where if you wanted to be anybody, you needed to have a Nintendo.
Yeah.
You had to have one.
If you wanted to have friends, you needed to have a Nintendo Entertainment System. Or pool.
And, you know, I guess Nintendo was really struggling, Andrew, because basically they was just like, hey, we need a basically scripted commercial to push even more Nintendo products.
Several.
And Nintendos. So really, At this time, they had, you remember Nintendo Power Magazine?
Yes.
I love Nintendo Power Magazine. I thought that was, like, I kind of miss that. If there's something I
do too.
I miss video game magazines. I love them. But in Nintendo Power, that's when the ward was first introduced to a character by the name of Captain N. It was created by a staff member at the time. He was a magazine editor, Randy Studad.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Randy Studad. He came up with the concept of Captain N. And it was basically a Nintendo employee that had to stop a renegade mother brain from destroying a Nintendo game park.
Okay, that's pretty interesting that in the comic he's a Nintendo employee rather than just some random child.
Yes. So that was in the actual Nintendo Power magazine. Well, Nintendo, you know, I would say this is probably right there around 1987, 88, probably right. When the wheels start coming together for this project. And Nintendo was basically thinking, hey, we just need something to push. Because really the Information Act hasn't went into effect yet at this time.
Yeah, the Child Care Animation Act.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the works, those talks about it. But Nintendo basically hurries this cartoon up. And, you know, they said that they was going to use existing characters that people would know, you know, Link, Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong, to make a cartoon to just showcase current characters and new characters for, like, new video games in a cartoon. And really, that's it. They got Deke Entertainment. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Captain N, Super Mario Brothers Super Show, and The Legend of Zelda cartoon, they're all out at roughly the same time.
Yeah.
The window is very small.
Mario, if I'm not mistaken, Mario Brothers at this time, that has been a success for Nintendo, because that was about the only thing that was out. And, you know, they had Deke Entertainment.
Yeah, Deke made all of these.
Exactly.
We'll cover The Legend of Zelda, I don't know, soon? Maybe next week. How about that?
Hey! But that, I mean, that was it, Andrew. I mean, this cartoon is the pure definition of a Reagan episode for us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it literally, you know, it wasn't some genius person coming up with this story. It was just, hey, we got to sell more Nintendos.
This is how these shows, this is how I view them. So Super Mario Super Show, that's obviously, and all of the Super Mario cartoons, they're to sell the Super Mario games, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Link, he's, you know, he's got his cartoon, and it's to sell The Legend of Zelda 2 Link's Quest. And then Captain N is, not only is he there to sell everything else, but it really seems like this show is for the bizarre peripherals that we had to use growing up to play games with. Cause it's like he has the NES zapper. His belt buckle is the Nintendo controller, and all this stuff. Like, and you know, you have like various games. There were some episodes, there were some games I had never heard of.
Yeah,
They really thought Kid Icarus was gonna
really be the next best thing, right?
Yeah. That's why they had like a 30-year gap between games.
Yeah. But that's it for the history, man. So hit me with the voice actors for this.
The voice cast for Captain N, the Game Master, are Gary Chalk is King Hippo, Michael Donovan is Eggplant Wizard, Doc Harris is the narrator, Matt Hill is Kevin, Captain N.
Okay.
Alessandro Giuliana is Kid Icarus, Andrew Cavadas is Simon Belmont, Doug Parker is Mega Man, Ian James Corlett is Dr. Wily, Venus Trezzo is Princess Lana, Tom Wright is Duke, and Levi Stubbs is Mother Brain.
Okay.
For their other works, we have Gary Chalk is in this. My niece likes this show.
Okay.
I mean, she'll never listen to this podcast, I hope. But she's good. He is Gordy Pug in Chip and Potato.
What?
Yeah, it's a show about a pug named Chip and her pet Potato. Or no, her pet mouse named Potato.
Chip and Potato.
Chip and Potato.
All right.
If you have kids, it's on Netflix. Michael Donovan is the Gray Hulk in the video game The Incredible Hulk, Ultimate Destruction. He doesn't twerk in that game for any of you She-Hulk fans. Aha, modern reference.
Aha.
Doc Harris is the narrator in Dragon Ball Z from 1996 to 2003.
Awesome.
Matt Hill is Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay.
Alessandro Giuliani is Officer Sikowski in Superman Man of Steel. Andrew Cavadas is Dr. Hysteria in R.L. Stine's Monsterville Cabinet of Souls. I think that's a PC game. I think. I don't know what it really is, if I'm all completely honest. Doug Parker worked in the sound department in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Okay.
He had other voice acting work, but it's like all from like the BLT dub of Dragon Ball.
Nah, I gotcha.
So you're not gonna know who that is. Ian James Corlett is Apple in Ticklish Licorice in the movie Sausage Party. Venice Trezzo is Black Arachnia from Beast Wars Transformers. Apparently that's the hot one. When we covered Beast Wars, people really wanted us to know that was the hot animal robot. So there's that. Tom Wright is Spring in Captain Zed in the Z Zone.
Okay.
Looking at that one, we're going to be probably covering that in a future episode.
Real soon.
And finally, and this makes total sense, as I was watching that, I was like, you know, Mother Brain sounds a lot like Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. And that is because Levi Stubbs voices Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors.
Great.
So, Joel, let's get right into it.
Man, let's unpack this.
I really came into this show wanting to hate it. Like, I came in, was like, I'm not going to enjoy this.
I know you're not about to tell me you enjoyed this.
Joel, I actually had a really fun time watching this show.
Okay.
I'm almost certain it's for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
But man, it's like, because like it only bothers you for like maybe a split second that Simon Belmont's design is like he's like a mountaineer.
It's the worst.
Adventurer.
It's awful.
Mega Man is green. He sounds like a frog man.
Yeah, I don't understand that one either.
Kid Icarus is pretty close. The only weird thing about him is he would call you Jolicus.
Yeah, like he puts
everything
a
cuss with him. The eggplant wizard from Kid Icarus looks exactly like the eggplant wizard. King Hippo, for some reason, is blue. He's a monster with blue tusk.
Yeah.
And really large nipples. Mother Brain, I don't know. Mother Brain doesn't have too much of a design outside of a brain. So, of course, they got to zhuzh her up.
I mean, I thought they got Mother Brain spot on.
Yeah.
I thought that looked like every iteration of Mother Brain I've seen looks like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
I don't know what games you're playing.
What, the one on your knee looks like that one, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it does not look like that. There is a Game Boy in the later seasons. Season 2, Episode 1, they introduce a new character named Game Boy.
I wonder why they did that. Introduce a new character like that, Andrew.
I can't even imagine who... Who would have think as to why they would introduce a Game Boy character in September 8th, 1990?
What was the Game Boy's name?
It was Game Boy. They didn't even try. Like, and he was the most advanced gaming computer of all time.
Oh, man.
Donkey Kong is in this, but this is before his Super Nintendo, like, glow-up, yep. So he's just a gorilla.
He's still kind of like a villain at this point.
He's just a giant gorilla.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened with my brain this week, because, like... I thought it was really funny.
I know why, Andrew. It's because...
I set the bar too low?
No...
I'm a huge Nintendo fan.
That's it. You're a Nintendo fanboy. I feel like the only people that will ever enjoy this are Nintendo fanboys.
There's a certain charm to it. And yeah, it's like you watch it enough and you're like, this is just one giant commercial for their video game catalog. Let me tell the story.
Okay, go for it.
So... Mother Brain wants to take over all of Videoland.
Okay.
And Princess Lana needs reinforcements. And so they open up the ultimate warp zone. And Kevin Keen, he gets sucked in along with his dog Duke. And basically, it's like a villain of the week type of thing. Where Mother Brain and her two goons, Eggplant Wizard and King Hippo, they go to various lands in Videoland, ranging from Metroid, Dragon's Lair, I want to say. They go to Tetris Castlevania, obviously, Kid Icarus, all this stuff. And that's all it is they have to go to the various video lands to stop whatever nefarious plot they
gotcha.
Have.
Gotcha. Just what video game do we want to sell
shoehorn
this week?
This game is selling kind of low. Why don't you make an episode about that? Also, another thing I found kind of interesting, one of the first times that Frank Welker is in this show, he's Game Boy, and it's one of the few times you ever see him not voice a dog. So
I was about to ask if he voiced the, what's the dog's name?
Duke.
Duke, yeah. I was about to ask if he voiced Duke.
So, yeah, a couple of these ones that I really did not know of. The Adventures of Billy Bayou, that was a game I had never heard
of.
Yeah. And he plays a big part in one episode.
Okay.
You Billy get to Bayou. See the robot masters in this show.
Okay.
They're all animated. I guess they had to do something, because back in those days, we didn't have like real rendered art.
Yeah.
You had what you had in the manual and what you had on the screen, which was just a bunch. It was an 8-bit block.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, it's like, we can't design a character off of this. So maybe they just took some artistic liberty. A lot of them in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Oh,
they got Link and Zelda right. I'll tell you that much. I bet you Nintendo put their foot down on that one.
Because they
look accurate.
How?
Which is weird because they don't cross over with the Legend of Zelda cartoon that is also airing.
Oh, yeah. But,
it's a totally different Link and a totally different Zelda.
Well, that Zelda cartoon is awful.
It's god awful.
Yeah. But it's just, it's that the character designs or just it's so bad. Like,
yeah,
I don't think words can describe just necessarily how bad some of the choices were. To
I will say
characters.
This though, and I don't know if you'll agree with me. This show's not hard to look at.
No,
for Deke especially, this is a pretty damn good animated show.
It's surprising. I mean, there is that period when it comes to Dick Entertainment. Well,
yeah. Were they actually like, oh yeah, wait, you want us to do good? Why didn't you say so?
Yeah, like I don't know if they just had enough money coming in at the point where they was just like, yeah, let's take our time with this one.
One of the weirdest things about this show to me is, why is Samus not in it?
Ooh,
I'm
so glad. Glad you brought this up.
So I have a theory as to why Samus isn't in it, but okay. Mother Brain is. So you got to remember, nobody knew Samus was a woman until you beat the game. Like, that was the big reveal. So if they put Samus in that show and they find out she's a girl, I bet you sales would decline, because video games, you know, in the 80s especially, and in the 90s too, they're a very male-pushed audience. Like, they market towards, you know, boys and men. And so if they're like, I don't want to play as a girl, blah. And so, like, I think they just were like, okay, we can put in Mother Brain, but we're not going to put in Samus, because we don't want to play our hand.
So, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. You remember how I said, I think the lack of passion in this show, or like from the developers and the creators. So, and if we jump ahead, that's fine, but there was a series of comics that was based on this show.
Yeah.
And it kind of ran like the story that was in the comic and the show, it was kind of different. But they ran kind of, you know, toe in toe. But Samus Aran was actually in the comic, but was.
Oh, really?
Yes. But, and they actually showed that it was a girl under the helmet in the comic.
Huh, okay.
So
that
I don't,
is weird.
So I don't think that aspect was, you know, why. But there was actually a fan, I guess a big Samus fan, actually once asked Jeffrey Scott, who was one of the head writers of the show. And if that name sounds familiar, Andrew, he was the creator of the show Wish Kid.
Ah, okay.
So they asked him, why did he never put Samus in Captain N? And his response to this fan was, never heard of her. That could be why.
Damn.
So I think that just goes to show you just, you know, I feel like if I was to create a cartoon based off of something, I would probably go research that thing I'm basing it off of.
I mean, it makes sense that they didn't.
No, I feel like with this
you watch it, you're just like, they just went wild.
I feel like with this show, they was just given a very brief description of what somebody was. And they was just like, I guess this is what they would look like.
I will say that Mega Man and Simon Belmont do look like they were described and nobody showed them a picture.
Yep.
Because Simon is a vampire hunter and an adventurer. No part of his character design says that, like, he's a super religious,
no,
like, medieval warrior.
Isn't the whole joke in the series is like he forgets he's a vampire hunter?
No, he's just like he's way into himself. He's super egotistical.
And then Mega Man's
Mega Man is just a robot boy with a gun for a hand.
He's basically just Danny DeVito.
Yeah, he's a frog boy.
Yeah, he's frog
green.
Boy.
He's squat. He talks like this. And, oh yeah, Mega Man's little vocal tick is he refers to everything as Mega.
Yeah.
Mega Cole. That does get old pretty fast. But, Joel, I have a feeling that even though you find this to be a shell of just a blatant advertisement for Nintendo games and Nintendo products. And you're like, there's nobody who wants to see a resurgence in this. But you, my friend, would be wrong.
Oh, really?
There is somebody, and Holly Weird, more importantly, they're British, but Noel Clark.
Okay.
He is known for Doctor Who, the 2005-2010. He played he plays Mickey Smith for anybody who's a Doctor Who fan. I don't know what else I could name that he would know, but I do know that he plays Sam in the films Kindlethood, I think is how that's pronounced. Adulthood and then Brotherhood, and he wrote and directed all these films.
Okay.
He revealed in Digital Spy, I don't know if that's a website or a magazine or what, but he was interested in developing a live action adaptation of the series.
Ooh.
I would lose my fucking mind. They made it. What would it be? What would it look like? Everyone who was a part of the show is still alive, so you could still get
it. It could be like, God. I mean,
still get Levi Stubbs.
I'm
to be Mother Brain.
I'm just thinking, like, would it be?
Oh wait, no, never mind. He died in 2008.
Would it be so heavy-handed with like trying to sell us Nintendo products, or would they more focus on just like a story with Nintendo characters?
I would say that a story with Nintendo characters would probably be, I think that would be pretty fun.
I feel like that's what the fans would want.
That's what you need to do. You can't make movies like The Wizard anymore.
But they
you just can't.
They would.
Bond is about the only, like, 007 is the only movie nowadays that's like blatant commercials for cars and watches.
Like, they would still find a way.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It would be like an emoji movie quality movie for sure. Like, it would be absolutely terrible. I cannot stress how much of a mistake this movie would be to make. I still want to see it happen.
I mean,
everybody loves a good train wreck.
I just realized this is basically Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. It almost.
Yeah. So.
Or Ralph Breaks the Internet. Yep. That's a better. Because Wreck-It Ralph had charm. If they made this into a movie, like Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet, that was like charmless.
It would be
just
this.
Like, look at all this Disney shit.
It would be
yeah,
this.
That,
okay.
That would be like Captain and the Game Master would be Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet for like, I don't know, Illumination or whoever owns Captain N. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Joel, it was I had more fun watching this show than probably someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that was really weird about this show, and I guess Mario and Luigi don't need any help in selling their games, but their sound effects are in the show.
Interesting.
But, like, they're not. Like, almost exclusively Super Mario sound effects are in the show, just randomly, too.
Yeah.
It's just as bad as Super Mario Super Show, where you just hear, like, boop, ba-doo, boop, boop, boop. It's like, this has nothing to do with what's going on screen. They're just making noise. It's like subliminal messaging to buy a Mario game.
You hear the noise, you want to start playing Mario.
Like,
that's all it is.
Oh, that's what Mario sounds like. Or it's weird. That was weird, but I mean, it's just a show that, like, I feel like they didn't have to make this show. Like, I feel like Nintendo was killing it so hard in 89 at this
point. It makes no sense.
That, like, they didn't need to make such a commercial show.
Yeah. I mean, I will never understand.
I mean, the NES was flying off the shelves, and Sega isn't around to be their competition yet. They're the only ones in town other than the Atari, and the Atari is, like, struggling. So this show is kind of pointless, and maybe based on that pointlessness of it is why I had so much fun with it, is because it was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that this show even exists, but I still am having a good time.
Well, Andrew, I guess at the end of the day, as long as you've enjoyed yourself while you watch this, not
it wasn't a slog. I didn't suffer through it. I mean, I was like, I'm not gonna go back and watch these again.
Yeah.
Like I've maybe went back and watched one of the shows we cover, and I'll be saving that for our 100th episode.
Oh, I bet.
That's a little sneak peek as to what we've decided to do for our 100th. But yeah, Joel, I believe it's time to go to your new reoccurring segment. Reviews that are Captain N for nice reviews, and reviews for Captain N that are not good reviews. I wanted to do a video game thing, but I think we've already done that. We're reviews that get a game over or some shit. I think we've already done that.
We probably have, but that was painful, Andrew.
Much like the show.
There you go.
So it works out, right?
So this is a 1 out of 5 star review posted just a month ago, Andrew. It goes
a month ago,
man.
Was this posted by me?
No, this is 1 out of 5 stars.
Oh, okay, so they not
no. I have no words. That was one hell of a cringe. I say this is the worst cartoon based on a video game. Don't get me wrong, I love Nintendo for their amazing games, but not this show. As I already said before, this is the worst cartoon based on any video game ever. Don't watch it.
Ooh.
Was not a fan, Andrew.
I can see how if you're devoid of humor in your life, you could have a bad time watching this show.
Okay.
It's just fun. It was a fun show. Maybe it's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of show to me. Like, it was fun to laugh at.
I got you.
With. Yeah.
I got you. So, Andrew, this is the big one, the 5 out of 5.
Ooh.
All right. This one was posted 8 months ago. Not only did the show put the 1980s most recognizable video game characters together on the screen, but they also added the characters' little gimmicks. Kid Icarus ending sentence with Icarus. Mega Man constantly saying Mega, and Simon being completely self-centered. If anybody wants to watch the most 80s show ever, then this is a must watch. Now, is it just me, or does Simon Belmont and Kid Icarus look really cool? I could totally meet these characters if they were real. Yeah.
That. I wouldn't say they look cool. Kid Icarus head looks like he has makeup on. I don't know why they made him so.
Kid Icarus head looks feminine, like 8 times bigger than the rest of his body.
That's also true.
He looks like he should just be toppling over constantly because
his head is enormous.
Yes. Do not agree with this review whatsoever, but hey, to each their own.
You're more in line with the other guy. Yeah. 1 out of 5 guy.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I give it a 2. I don't know. I might feel generous. So,
what are your closing thoughts on this, Joel? Because I feel like I already gave my closing thoughts earlier.
I mean, if you just absolutely want to, you know, waste your time, watch it. That's mine.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
So. I mean, if you consider yourself a Nintendo fanboy, you might like it. You might like it. So that's it.
Hey, okay. Yeah, that works out. I'm a Nintendo fanboy, and I enjoyed it more than I think you think I should have enjoyed
yes.
it.
Yes.
But I believe that wraps up Captain N, the Game Master. As always, if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/cartoondd. There we have a $5 tier, get you a sticker, and on our Discord, or you can send us like $1 or just for a cup of coffee a day, you can support 2 30-year-olds talking about cartoons from the past.
Yay!
We have a website, cartoondumpsterdive.com. There we have a store. You can buy a shirt, or more importantly, you can go and request a cartoon. Or have 2 cartoons go head-to-head in our junkyard brawl. We have a Twitter handle CartoonDD. We have an Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all Cartoon Dumpster Dive. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to cartoondumpsterdive@gmail.com. And as always, we appreciate a 5-star review on the podcasting platform of your choice, so we don't go to the mega warp zone of not being a show anymore. All right. Have a great rest of your week.
See you.
This has been a Lughole Podcast.